Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muck and Fun Day. It's the 19th day of June, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 48 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 35, and we had a frost warning this morning, and we got one for tomorrow, and we got thunderstorm warnings for the day, and the pressure is down, so here, it must be summer. Starts cooling down, you know summer's coming. Got to be right. Well, let's take a look at what we're going to look at. Well, let's do the break first. We'll be right back.
Taking lives denied, Scotch and parchment lady lords, when Bishop took the ride, all the to the sea.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Works better when you turn it up. All right, then, let's see what today's outrages shall be. That girl sues hospital for removing her breasts at age 13. By Zachary Zitber. And of course, I mean, these kids are going to realize, God, they've ruined a whole fucking generation. They don't give a shit, these sick son of a bitches. A hospital and doctors in California are facing a new lawsuit for removing the breasts of a 13-year-old girl after she claimed she was a boy. What the hell are you doing with breasts? The defendants carried out ideological and profit-driven medical abuse when they prescribed her puberty blockers and hormones and later performed a double mastectomy. Charles Limandra? Fuck. One of the lawyers representing the plaintiffs, Layla Jane, said in a statement, Jane was now 18, was influenced by people online when she was just 11 and told her parents that she was a boy, prompting them to ask for guidance from doctors. What in the fuck is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you? You know what your goddamn child is. I never had a fucking doubt. And you know where the fucking question came from. Came from the fucking communist indoctrination centers you're fucking sending them to. You fucking idiots. You worthless son of a bitches. While three doctors said Jane was too young for cross-sex hormones, she was eventually referred to several other doctors who prescribed her puberty blockers and hormones. Within 6 months, they removed her breasts. The hormones and puberty blockers were given based on a single 75-minute session with Susan Watson, a psychologist, according to the lawsuit. Dr. Winnie Tong, a plastic surgeon, concluded after a 30-minute session that Jane could have her breasts removed. Really? And you fucking, what kind of parents are you? What the fuck, what species of fucking creature are you? You're not fucking human beings. You're not even as, at the level of a dog.
These psychologists can't even solve their own problems.
That's a damn fact. Defendants did not question, elicit, or attempt to understand the psychological events that led Kayla to the mistaken belief that she was a transgender, nor did they evaluate, appreciate, or treat her multifaceted presentation of comorbid symptoms, the suit reads. This is a fucking 11-year-old kid to 13, man. Come on. Instead, defendants assumed that Kayla, a 12-year-old emotionally troubled girl, knew best what she needed to improve her mental health and figuratively handed her the prescription pad. There's no other area of medicine where doctors will surgically remove a perfectly healthy body part and intentionally induce a diseased state of the puberty gland dysfunction based simply on a young adolescent patient's wishes. And you know, they said in that article the other day, I was reading it, you know, this is the first time this has ever happened where the children are telling the parents and the children are running. Bullshit. Bullshit. Look up the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. Watch the killing fields. Watch how the little children, I mean little children like these 11, 12-year-olds, point the finger at their dads, their moms, their aunts, their uncles, their elders. Point the finger and they fucking die. Because they're listening, because they were so fucking indoctrinated. The killing fields, check it out. Doreen Samuelson, a psychologist not named as a defendant by the contrast, told Jane and her parents that she shouldn't receive puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones due to factors such as her age. No fucking shit. Jane, whose given name is Kayla Lavdala, Lovedale, has since distransitioned or resumed identifying as a girl. These are children. They don't even fucking know what you're what the subject matter means. She's currently receiving psychotherapy for mental health issues. She's such as social anxiety disorder. No shit. That kind of treatment should have been offered instead of the drastic steps the defendants took. The suit states nothing that per noting that per her a number of studies, youth who experience gender dysphoria often ultimately become comfortable with their birth sex. This is such people. Can you think back 20 fucking years? This would be considered fucking bizarre. It would be considered fucking an abomination. This is a sickness. And you fucking parents that are suing, you ought to have the kid fucking took from you. You fucking weak-minded, sick son of a bitches. Other papers have found that people who underwent chemical or surgical procedures to transition experience mental health issues and higher suicide rates. And some countries have restricted the usage of puberty blockers to certain settings due to a dearth of clinical research on using them on youth wanting to transition. A little kid don't know what the fuck they want. They don't even know what the world's about. They're exploring the world. And they even have this shit in their lives. It's fucking insanity. You understand that, right? The lack of therapy and outlining. God, if you fucking cannot talk to your, I mean, if you're not smarter than a goddamn 11-year, 12-year, 13-year-old kid, you shouldn't have fucking kids. You should have, you shouldn't be allowed to have fucking kids. You need somebody to fucking analyze your child for you, you sick, you worthless motherfuckers. The lack of therapy and outlining of possible side effects from the surgery means the doctor didn't provide Jane with informed consent, according to the suit. Well, she don't get the conformed consent. It has to come from the parent. They do not own your children. And you bet, fuck, if you cannot fucking stand on that, you are worthless as a dick on a monk. Instead, the defendants claim that the dysphoria wouldn't resolve unless she underwent the procedure. At one point, one allegedly told her parents, "Would you rather have a live son or a dead daughter?" Fuck you, you fucking perverted. But the parents, that's what fucking gets me. Where in the hell did you come here from somewhere else? Did you, I mean, goddamn, were you indoctrinated that early in your life? Of course, these are smaller children, so this would be the generation behind me. But my God, from one fucking generation to the next, you lost that much of your fucking mental capacity? That much of your goddamn pride? That much of your goddamn fucking decency? You sickos. Nobody, none of my doctors tried anything to make me comfortable in my body or meaningfully push back or ask questions. They only affirmed, Jane told the Epic Times. Jane said she didn't feel better after her surgery. She suffered nerve damage and other issues. She says she's happier since she detransitioned. I mean, of course, you're natural. I mean, you're not natural now. They fucked you up so bad you'll never be natural. The rest of your fucking life is destroyed, and your fucking parents are as much to blame as any fucking body else. What a worthless cult. Piece of shit, bunch of people you are. The law says children aren't mature enough to make decisions such as that could have long-term lasting consequences, like getting a tattoo, driving with friends, drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, or even voting, Jane said in a statement. So why is it acceptable for a 13-year-old to decide to mutilate her body? I think her parents fucking went along with it. Her parents are fucking as much to blame. She should never, I mean, they should be fucking horsewhipped and then put up against the wall and shot. The defendants are Kaiser Foundation Hospitals and the, looks like, Prementent. Medical group. Where the hell they get these names? Both part of the nonprofit Kaiser Permanent Watson, and doctors who work for are affiliated with Kaiser Permanent. Yeah, Permanent. Got to be Prim. Yeah, Permanent. That's what I'm going. Permanent. Kaiser Permanent and Watson didn't respond requests for comment. I don't guess they would. I mean, all this shit still comes down to you fucking did physical fucking unbelievable damage to a child. And all the worst thing that can happen is there's going to be a fucking goddamn corporate fine, or you're going to have to pay out some money. You're not going to be punished for the fucking goddamn mutilation of a child. You sick in the head son of a bitches. And you parents will fucking profit from your fucking, your sickness. You got to be sick to do this.
Well, here, Henry, you know, all of it is sick, man. I mean, they want us to, I mean, seriously, they literally want us to call a man a woman and a woman a man. Just because a damn man go in and put makeup and a fucking wig on, that doesn't make him a woman. I mean, this is insane, man. This is totally insanity.
It's totally calculated, too, because you don't, man, I'm not afraid of a fucking man in high heels, are you? They make the women the fucking, the, they're supposed to be the fucking, the, well, the men. I mean, the people who would stand up and fucking fight, the warriors. And then they make the fucking men into these fucking goddamn, God, there's one video on the site, man, these son of a bitches, man, they're completely sickening. It's disgusting. It's an abomination. It's an abomination to reality. Kaiser Permanente And Watson didn't respond to the comment. The suit was filed in Superior Court in the state of California. Jane is seeking damages for her pain and suffering, additional money for medical expenses, and costs of the suit covered. So what these people are doing, fucking, they're taking out a fucking knife and they're cutting the tits off a goddamn 13-year-old. That is goddamn a crime. Wouldn't that be, if you did it, wouldn't that be a crime? They'd call you the sickest son of a bitch in the world. And you are. But they're not going to get, the people who done this to her are not going to go to fucking prison. They're not going to be put up against the wall. They're not going to suffer at all. An insurance company will fucking pay out, and we decent people will pay higher insurance rates to fucking compensate for this fucking sick shit and the fact that corporations do not have to fucking, the people who work for corporations cannot be held accountable as individuals because we do not have our supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 in effect. Otherwise, we could take care of these motherfuckers, but we won't do it. Harmit Dhillon, CEO of the Center of American Liberty, which is also representing Jane, said in a statement, the medical providers responsible for Layla's case, along with countless others, have submitted, substituted woke ideology from medically accepted standards of care, including living, lying to the and manipulating vulnerable parents. No, fuck you. If you're not God, like I said, if you're not smart enough to know your fucking kid's a child, your child is a fucking boy or a girl, and fucking treat them as such and raise them as such, you are a fucking, you shouldn't have children. You should fucking be, you, these people should be put up against the wall and shot. You motherfuckers, you fucking, both of you work, the fucking state raised your child in these fucking indoctrination centers, or you would have never, and you went along with this shit, and you do it because you fucking value mammon more than you do your own fucking offspring. We are committed to holding them accountable. How? Is the son of a bitch that picked up that fucking scalpel and cut that little girl's tits off, is he going to pay for that fucking crime? Hell no. Who's going to pay for it? You and I are going to pay for this, people. The people who fucking detest it, the people who do not want this fucking shit in our fucking, in our society, the people with fucking decency, the people with fucking goddamn morality, will pay for it. And they'll keep cutting little girls' tits off because they like doing it because they're sick in the head, son of a bitches, accountable for the harm inflicted upon Layla. And together we intend to strongly deter Kaiser's factory line approach and permanently mutilates an unknown number of American children, subjecting them to lifetime of harm, regret, and medical consequences. A similar lawsuit was filed by Cole, whose breasts were removed when she was 15 earlier this year. Brad Jones contributed to this report. People, what kind of goddamn people are living? We can't let these son of a bitches even live amongst us. They're their children, but Jesus Christ Almighty, if you fucking, I mean, this is fucking a debauchery. This is sadism. This is the worst of the fucking worst. And still we sit and we do nothing. We just watch it as it fucking happens. Read the outrage, Henry. Read the fucking outrage. We can all get mad together. UK military considering gender neutral titles by RT. Yeah, fucking it's going to happen. I mean, the UK ain't fucking, I mean, you people need to fucking stand up. Breaking news never seen. Dodger Stadium so empty as they honor the demonic, and I watched the tweet on this. If you go look at the tweet, you'll see that the fucking whole stadium is empty. People aren't falling for this fucking shit. And it shows that this, we're talking about probably 0.1 or 0.0004% max of the fucking population, and they're trying to fucking make that look like that big fucking grouse, like that grouse puffing itself out when it's just a skinny little chicken inside. They do not have any kind of fucking numbers. They are fucking goddamn misfits in life. They are mentally deficient. They are sick in the fucking head, and they will remain so until the day they die. Springfield College tells students to avoid using terms mother and father by Brendan McDonald. Fuck you. And is there anybody, any of you parents that are going to go up there and say, fuck you. You fucking try it. We'll rip this fucking school down to the fucking ground. We'll come and burn your fucking house down with you in it, you sick motherfuckers. We're at war. And you're not going to fucking tear our country down like this. You're not going to take our goddamn law and fucking piss on it and piss on us. We've had enough. When are we going to say it, people? Springfield College in Massachusetts offers pronoun guidelines that discourage students from using the words mother and father and other gender-specific terms. And this is, I mean, how this has been going on for a long fucking time, and we know it because we've covered it. We covered it years ago. They start their little push, and they get a little here. They're always pushing on probably, you know, 100 fucking fronts. And when one front, when people start pushing back, they just push on another front because the people's attention are on the whatever they put up in the goddamn headlines. And the thing is, these motherfuckers, there's only one answer to this. We have to fucking enforce that fucking Bill of Rights. We have to enforce the law of this fucking land, which belongs to we, the American nationals. We have to get rid of this motherfucking corporation. We have to take back control of this country and get rid of this fucking trash. You're fucked. I mean, you keep waiting, and it's going to be too goddamn late because they're pumping more and more and more a third world fucking scum in here that'll fucking goddamn grasp onto this because they'll get a check in the fucking mail. Springfield College is committed to valuing and validating the gender identity and expression of members of the campus community, the website states. One way that Springfield College seeks to create gender-inclusive academic living and work environments is by encouraging all members of the campus community to indicate the pronouns they use for themselves, if desired, in class, resident halls, workplaces, and other settings, and by encouraging members of the campus community to respect these pronouns. And they're talking this article about you fucking memorizing everybody in there. Well, I'm called Whoopty. I mean, you know what? Let's just go with one fucking pronoun. Let's just go with shit. You're shit, okay? That's what I'm going to call y'all. Shit. You. Yeah, you shit. I'm talking to you, shit. Because that's what you fucking are. You're shit. The gender nouns to avoid include mother, father, sister, brother. It used to be a family. Mankind, man-made, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, son, daughter, freshman, and congressman. Fuck you, shit. How about shit. There's your fucking goddamn pronoun, you piece of fucking garbage. As such, Springfield instead encourages the corresponding gender inclusive nouns, parent, sibling, people, human beings, humanity, machine made synthetic artificial partner, spouse, significant other, child, kid, first year student, and legislature, congressional representative. Shit. I fixed all of that for you. The college affirms that it's a privilege to not have to worry about which pronoun someone is going to use for you based on how they perceive your gender. I don't know. You look like a fucking dude. I'm going to call you a fucking dude. If you ain't a dude, you know what you are? You're shit. If you have the privilege yet fail to respect someone's, fuck you, respect my goddamn right to fucking reality, because that's what you're asking is that you're asking us to step away from reality, and we're not going to fucking do it. The reality is a boy is born a boy, a girl is born a girl, and that's biological fucking fact that you cannot argue. This is goddamn communist fucking goddamn propaganda bullshit. Yet fail to respect someone else's gender identity, it's disrespectful and hurtful. You know what? Shit. You're shit. That's what you are. I'll disrespect you. I'll call you what you are. Shit. When someone does not wish to disclose his or her personal pronouns, Springfield recommends that students refer to the person by their name only, i.e., Leo's book is over there. Can you please hand it to Leo? This is fucking working up to mind control, people. Springfield discourages using the term preferred pronouns. How about shit over personal pronouns? Since the pronouns someone uses are not a preference, if a student does not know another individual's personal pronouns, then they should try to use they, them pronouns. The school advises, no, you shit, because that's what this is. This is all a bunch of shit, and they're a bunch of shit. As an alternative, students can use thee, zer, theirself. How about?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? Just a few years ago, if someone would have referred to themselves as I am they and them, you would have said, they and them? You lost your mind, man. You're only one person. Now this has become...
Yep.
They're trying to make this normal. Yes, they're trying to make this normal. I mean, this is insanity, man. This is pure insane.
You're goddamn right. And it fucks with the language, too. I mean, this is a... I'll tell you, the English language is a language. If you want it, like in law, you better fucking know the goddamn language, and you better know how to punctuate it. Or you can, I mean, it has so many double, triple, and quadruple fucking meanings for different words and stuff. You have to be so specific. And this here is just a further fucking goddamn smoke screen throwing across the fucking reality of what goddamn people are trying to say. I'll tell you right straight up, you're shit. It's real simple. You're shit. Z is studying. I study with Zer. The book is Zer's. You fucking idiots. In cases where someone uses inappropriate pronouns, Springfield suggests students say something right away, such as, sorry, I meant they. I'll say, no, you're shit. Remind students that it is your job to remember people's pronouns. I don't have to because I just used one. Shit. Springfield also advises that they correct their peers when others are misgendered or on campus. Well, that won't happen to me. I got one pronoun. Shit, because that's what you are. Members of the campus community are strongly encouraged to immoralize the process of indicating your gender pronouns in everyday. What in the fuck? This is so goofy. My dad would say, you're kidding me. That's goofy. It's all goofy. You're shit. Use everyday use with strangers, such as including them in your email signature, business cards, website profile, name tags, or using them as your introduce yourself, i.e., my name is Tao, and my pronouns are he and him. What about you? Well, I'm Henry, and you're shit. On a final note, the guidelines recommend students avoid ever expressing that they don't care what pronouns are used for. Me, Springfield considers such a statement to reinforce the privilege of people who are gender conforming, as it also invalidates the experience of gender non-conforming and transgender people, many of whom struggle with getting people to use their correct pronouns. Mine's correct. Shit, because that's what you are. You're pure fucking shit, and it can't be fucking denied. This is just the latest salvo in the left's ongoing war on normalcy. They're trying to erase sex differences, to pretend that men and women, father and mother, are just arbitrary categories. Campus reform, higher education, fellow Rob Jenkins said, it's also another attack on plain language, and that's what I was talking about earlier. It is. I mean, you go fucking with the language like this, man. I mean, this, like I said, the English language is one of the most fucked up languages in the world. I mean, you really, if you want to write law or something like that, you better fucking know it, and you better know it right, and you better know how to punctuate it. One of the main things I teach my writing students is to say that they want to say in a few words as possible, and that's how we were taught as kids. I mean, that was the art of writing. That's how you learn to write better, is to say, get your point across with less fucking words. I mean, that's what it was all about, and that was the... because it is such a shit language. Leftists routinely ignore that prime directive. Oh, prime directive. Fuck, we're in Star Trek now. Indeed, they often turn it on its head, inventing new complex multi-syllabic phrases to describe a simple concept. No shit. Make it as fuck. I mean, make it a blurry. Make it so that you throw all that shit on the wall. Or pick, make me pick the fucking pepper or out of the fucking fly shit. Fuck you. You're shit. Related, Massachusetts University provides faculty tips for eliminating mistakes like pronoun assumption. I assume you're all shit. Let's see how long this is. Okay, we're almost done. Springfield gender pronoun guidelines were adapted from Boston University, University of Mass Stonewall Center, and the Consortium of Higher Education LGBT Resource Professionals. What in the fuck is that? Oh, I know what it is. You guys know what it is too, don't you? Shit! An organization that develops documents and curriculum to realize its vision of higher education environments. Lower education. You're fucking up the language. You're fucking up the meaning. You're making it so people don't even know what fucking words mean. These generations coming out, you wouldn't be able to understand them when they talk. What do you mean they? You're one person. You can't be they. They is plural, you dumb fuck, you shit. We're LGBTQ people, inclusive of all of our intersecting identities, are fully liberated. We'll all liberate your ass. Campus reform has reported on many instances of American universities issuing these types of language guidelines in an attempt to control the speech of students and faculty. In March, campus reform revealed that Michigan State University was trying to keep students from using words. See, this is, fuck, we're getting the mind control here, people. That's what they're pushing for. And we've gone over this 1,000 times. Like Christmas tree, terrorist, or overweight in the name of avoiding offending certain individuals and groups. I want to offend you, shit. You understand me, shit? All you shits out there, I want to offend you because you're shit and you're fucking up things. You're fucking up my fucking country. You're fucking up the fucking language. You're a bunch of fucking worthless cocksuckers that need to get the fuck out of this country now because we don't want your shit. Michigan State Guide cited concerns about majority religious imagery and language in its suggestion that students avoid using terms like wreath, holy, and egg, eggs, and chicks during holiday seasons. I mean, this would be laughable. This is such a tiny fucking, teeny tiny minority. And to have all of this, you know that they have to push like this because it is such a teeny tiny minority, and we could get rid of these motherfuckers in fucking short order and fucking no fucking problem, man. We just have to do it. Let's see what else we got going here. Oh yeah, Biden in one of his speeches shows him saying, "God save the Queen, man." Yeah, I know. We know who you are, you son of a bitch. I'm not gonna read your fucking story. Let's see what there was just announced. Anyway, we're going to take a break. That's what we're going to do because it's time to take a break, and I'm going to look at it and see which one I want to do. And we'll be right back.
Be alive! Criminal!
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Come on and get you some.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, at 1244 Pacific Time. And that was Ogjaw with Get Some. But no, you got to go out and give them some. They're sitting in fucking easy chairs, destroying your fucking life, destroying your fucking children, destroying your fucking country. And you're sitting there, come here. And give, why should they? Why fucking should they? They don't have to. Anyways, I wanted to, if Galen's listening. Galen, are you listening? I know she was having problems with her computer. I just wanted to let her know that hers is the only correspondence. I mean, since the last time I told you guys, I've got nothing in the mail. They are holding my fucking mail. They're holding all donations. I know they are. And I'm going to approve it this week, and I'm going to have to see if I can get some people to sign some affidavits, and I'm going after these motherfuckers. I know they're fucking went private. I know they got a fucking oversight committee, and I'm going after the head of that son of a bitch as sure as, well, as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you. Anyways, where were we? Oh, yeah. Let's go back to the fun. Back to the outrage. There was one I had to fucking read, man. I'm telling you. You'll understand why. Where's the ugly? God, all the shit they put on here. Here it is, right here. Now, you guys know, you guys thought, I'm exaggerating, I'm overdoing it by telling you they got pictures of these motherfuckers fucking dogs, and that's how they fucking control them. Major Clinton donor arrested for raping dogs by New World Order report. And we're going to go and look at that. Raping dogs. You understand me? Raping dogs. That would be, it could be a poodle. You know, I tell you that what they have on each other, man, that's what they fucking have on each other. They are beyond degenerates. And, you know, that bestiality's next because they have already tried to push bestiality. As soon as they can get it through that pedophilia is the lifestyle, bestiality will be next. To bring you down to the lowest fucking Khazarian level that exists in the United States of Khazaria. A major Clinton donor and prominent Democrat activist have been arrested for violently raping his dog, according to reports. Hey, you know what? Fucking stand proudly for what you do, you sick son of a bitches. Let me see here. Penn State University professor Timis Masokas was caught performing sexual acts with his dog in a public forest. Masokas, 64, was hit with a slew of charges, including open lewdness, indecent exposure, sexual intercourse with an animal, animal cruelty, and disorderly conduct. Wouldn't you think that what the hell is them son of a bitches, the ones that protect the animals? This is posted by the People's Voice. I don't know who put it up. Probably admin or Galen. Anyway, a major Clinton donor, prominent Democrat activist, has been arrested for violently raping his dog, according to reports. The Penn State University Themis Masokas was caught performing sexual acts with his dog in the public forest. Masokas, 64, was hit with a slew of charges, including open lewdness. Like we already did that, so we're going to run down. Training nations. Okay. He was spotted on a trail, on trail cams in a Roth Rock State Forest, raping his collie in 2014. And we're just hearing about it. SawNews.com reports the act was caught by surveillance cameras. The Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources Rangers launched an investigation after a trail cam captured footage of a man engaging in lewd behavior with a collie near a restroom in the Allen Seeger parking area. Matt Tsokas was reportedly trying to film his disgusting actions on an iPad. Police said he was very nervous when they arrested him and told officers, "I'm done. I'm dead." He added before begging them to just shoot him. Fuck, I would. That was one incident with hands up. You know, he's asking for it. Do it. That's do the world a favor. I do it to blow off steam. Matt Tsokas, goddamn name, claimed. Investigators traced Mousakis through a North Face backpack, which was evident in the footage. After catching the professor repeating his act in May, authorities managed to locate his vehicle and secure a search warrant for his residence and car. For regular Slay News readers, it will likely come as no surprise to learn that Matt Tsokas is a Democrat. And I don't matter if they all fucking do it. They're all goddamn fucking Kazarians. You understand? Fuck your Democrat Republican bullshit. It's them and us, motherfuckers. That's what's kills you. You fucking fall for that shit. Their voting time's coming up again, man, and they're going to be all over your fucking ass. They're going to be, oh, goddamn, they'll be everything to disorient you and make you want to come and go, oh, if I just vote maybe one more time. No, you vote, you fucking commit treason. That's all there is to it. According to the report from Washington Free Beacon, Matt Tsokas is a longtime liberal who has been donating to Democrats since 2004. By the numbers, Tsokas donated at least $331 to Warren's presidential campaign between 2019 and 2020. The outlet reported he also donated to Hillary Clinton's and John Kerry's presidential campaigns in 2016 and 2004, respectively. He has donated more than 1,000 to Democrat candidates and committees and $0 to Republicans. So fucking what? And what's that got to do with the fucking, I'm fucking a dog? I think he's owned, isn't he? He's owned by both. Anybody that can get, they've already got the footage. But here's your dog fuckers, people. I mean, you thought I was being a little over-exaggerating, but not hardly. Not fucking hardly. Let me see here. Yeah, fucker Carlson. There's a video of him on the site, and he's discovered that fucking these son of a bitches know exactly what TikTokers are trying to do. There's another one. You're going to keep playing that fucking game. Oh, here it was. Former President Barack Obama calls for getting Americans' digital fingerprints to police misinformation by Kyle Becker. And this doesn't surprise me one fucking bit. Like I said, next year is election year. It's an election. They're having another election. Another corporate fucking election. Another foreign corporate fucking election. Another occupational foreign election. Another criminal fucking election. And how many of you fucking stupid pricks are going to go out there and fucking play that game and act like you're all of us? Because you aren't. You're fucking down to probably about 10% that'll even go fucking vote. But they're going to tell you that 90% of that 10% doesn't mind that people fuck dogs. In a recent interview, former President Barack Obama, professional liar, well, of course he is, he couldn't be president if he wasn't, has advocated for the implementation of digital fingerprints as a mandatory requirement online to combat misinformation. This is so fucking, it's laughable. It would be laughable if it wasn't so serious, people. It really would. I mean, oh my God. Obama suggests using technology to track and identify individuals online in order to remove misleading information from the internet and provide consumers with accurate information. The discussion took place during an episode of the podcast, The Axe Files, hosted by David Axelrod, Obama's former White House senior advisor on CNN Audio. Axelrod highlighted instances of misinformation, disinformation, and deep fakes targeting Obama, reflecting on his presidency, Obama acknowledged being intensely recorded and photographed, making him a prime target for such digital manipulation. Anyway, now, we even got a picture of your old lady's dick. As I've told people, because I was the first digital president with, when I left office, I was probably the most recorded, filmed, photographed human in history, which is kind of a weird thing, Obama said, but just the odds are that I was. As a consequence, there's a lot of raw material there. That technology here now, Obama added. Obama expressed concern about the worsening issue of the misinformation, particularly during an upcoming election cycle. There ain't no fucking elections in this goddamn, you fucking, anybody that falls for that shit, you're doing it on purpose. You're one of them. And you deserve a fucking rope around your treasonous ass neck. He proposed the idea of digital fingerprints to differentiate between truth and misinformation. However, he emphasized that the primary approach should be continually reminding people of the existence of misinformation. Well, you fucking do every time you turn on one of your fucking broadcasts, mainstream motherfuckers. It's even mainstream now on the goddamn internet. Probably this site I'm reading from is incorporated. It's like Fucker Carlson. Fucker, you think the old fucker ain't making big fucking bucks on this shit, telling half-truths and truths and playing the fucking, you know, the fucking game, man. While acknowledging that most individuals are now aware that not everything online is true, no. I will not, no, uh-uh, no. Yes, it is. Shit. Thank you for that. I didn't know that. Obama cautioned that misinformation can be weaponized to discourage voter participation. No, the fucking lying and fucking the fact that it's your elections are frauds perpetrated by an illegal corporation that was put in place in violation of the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. People are figuring it out. They're reading their Bill of Rights. They're seeing what you're doing. You're trying to be your fucking goddamn monarchical fucking goddamn dictatorship. They know what you fucking are, you son of a bitches. And that's why if you participate in this, you're okaying goddamn a monarchy. You want to be under a king, get the fuck out of this country and go somewhere where they got a king, because you're not welcome here. By portraying the system as rigged and corrupt, no. I will stop right there. I mean, I will not read no more articles if you keep saying these terrible things about our government. He highlighted the potential advantage this could provide to those in power and expressed worries about the further development of cynicism during the next election. So most immediately, we're going to have all the problems we had with the misinformation before, but this next election cycle will be worse. Yeah, because more people fucking know what you're doing, you son of a bitch. More people are not going to participate in a fucking fraud that they know to be a fucking fraud and perpetuate a fucking goddamn takeover of their country, a destruction of their fucking country, the pedophilia of their fucking kids, the goddamn sickness that you fucking bring, you Khazarian piece of shit, he said. And the need for us, for the general public, I think, to be more discriminating consumers. We're consuming fucking your bullshit now, are we? No, I don't eat your shit. I don't eat it. Of news and information, the need for us to over time develop technologies to create watermarks or digital fingerprints so we know what is true and what is not true. He continued, who's going to want, I mean, the Ministry of Truth? You're going to have a Ministry of Truth that's going to tell us what's true and what's not true and made up of the same son of a bitches that fucking perpetuated the first of the lies, that perpetuated the lies until they fucking control over the mainstream broadcast fucking fizzled on them till the point that they had to go onto the internet where the truth was being told to stop the truth. To bring in their fucking goddamn communist cohorts in the Silicon Valley to fucking censor and take away the fucking truth. Isn't the people you're talking about? This interview follows the Obama Foundation's recent lecture on widespread disinformation and the importance of journalists in supporting democracy. This ain't a democracy, you fucking prick. It's not even a fucking goddamn It's not a republic. It was never fucking, it's never been nothing but the people's. It belongs to us, lock, stock, and barrel. And we ain't decided how we're going to fucking treat with you. You do have what belongs to us, and we're fucking taking it back. And we're putting your fucking ass in the ground. We're putting ropes around your neck. We're putting bullets in your fucking bodies. We're going to put you up against the fucking wall, you motherfuckers. Create, you have already fucking declared war on us. It, war it is. Only we need to start fighting it, people. We need to step up to that fucking document. We need to enforce that son of a bitch. If we do not, we will end up on our knees being ruled by dog fuckers. By creating an informed environment last year, Obama announced the foundation's an incentive to combat misinformation with drew criticism from... Obama's announcement, the foundation's initiative to combat, quote, misinformation, which drew criticism from conservatives. Obama's speech at Stanford University, where he addressed the dangers of disinformation, also received a backlash for promoting the debunked narrative of collusion between President Donald Trump. I got to throw this shit in there. President Donald Trump, he was never a fucking president. He is none of them are. They can't be. There's never been no apparatus to make them so. The people never fucking consented to any of this shit. And Russia in 2016 election. Critics have highlighted previous instances where Obama's statements were deemed misleading, such as his lie of the year. And this is the kind of shit they're going to bring. It's not the fact that he was given the Nobel Peace Prize and he destroyed and killed little kids and murdered the people of Libya for their fucking oil for the queen. But this is what they're going to talk about in 2013 regarding the promise that individuals could keep their health care plans under the Affordable Care Act, which was socialized medicine. Everybody knew what it fucking was. We watched it happen in Canada first. The Canadians got to the point where it was like 3 months. We're sitting down here going, 3 months to go see a dentist? 3 months to go see a doctor? People dying because they can't get to see a doctor, and they were coming to the United States. I mean, this is when you made a doctor's appointment, you went the next fucking day. And then Hillary Clinton, she stood up on the White House steps when her and old Billy were heading out and said that she would push to socialize fucking medicine. And that's what this is. How do you guys like it? How do you like having no goddamn coverage? Because that's what you have. The only people who have coverage are the fucking invaders into this country. Then go get gold teeth while you fucking sit with the goddamn swelled up mouth, fucking working, trying to make enough fucking money and waiting your 3 months to go see the fucking doctor if your fucking tooth doesn't poison you and kill you. That's what they've given you. They keep giving you more shit and more shit and more shit, and you just keep fucking eating it. The Biden administration also faced criticism for attempting to establish the now defunct Disinformation Governance Board, which conservatives argue, and fuck you, conservatives. There are no conservatives. There are no liberals. No left, no right, no Democrats, no Republicans. There's just no law. There's law or there's not law. We have law. We're not enforcing it. So there is no law. So all the rest of this shit is bullshit. There's no conservative side to that Bill of Rights. There is no fucking liberal side to that Bill of Rights. It is written in absolute fact. And it fucking pertains to each and every individual sovereign one of us. It belongs to each one of us as an individual. Fuck your goddamn parties. Fuck your goddamn, your handles of I'm a conservative. I vote for Donald Trump, who said he's going to make the fucking country even bigger and make it bigger, huger military and stockpile fucking nuclear weapons and make his buddies over at the goddamn industrial war complex that gives him his kickbacks fucking won't give them billions and billions of more fucking of other people's money as they live under fucking freeway underpasses and their children fucking freeze to death and go hungry. Those are the American nationals, the people who own the fucking joint, the people who have allowed this to fucking happen because they're fucking chicken shit. Arguing that it could suppress free speech and dissent under the guise of tackling misinformation. No fucking shit. Fuck you. Barack Obama also argued that it was problematic that people spread misinformation about the COVID vaccination. There is no such thing as COVID, never has been anything such there never has been COVID. It's never existed. The vaccinations are goddamn death shots, and they're not fucking vaccinations. They are platelets. They are mRNA designed to go in and re-fucking construct your goddamn genes to make you fucking to turn your own immune system against you, to make it, instead of produce antibodies, produce more of the fucking sickness. That's what they do. But it should be noted that the federal government spread numerous falsehoods as well. No! Now, goddammit, I'm going to stop reading as you keep on fucking dissing on the federal government, my fucking ass. Federal, it's a goddamn United States corporation. It's an international corporation. There ain't nothing federal about it, and there's never been nothing federal in this goddamn country. The people never gave any consent for it, ever. The Bill of Rights was fucking goddamn ratified by the representatives of the people that the people elected. And it said what they want. It laid our fucking law down as the goddamn jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country. We, the people, fucking are the jurisdictional authority of this country. We laid our law down. Your fucking constitution ain't worth wiping your fucking ass on. That's how much fucking authority it has to it. You have to hire mercenaries, which is, again, we never gave you any permission to even exist, let alone try to fucking rule over us, you pricks. And you are going to fucking pay for it. You're going to have 6 feet of dirt in your fucking face. Short term, it's really going to be up to the American people to kind of say, he said, obviously, we saw that during the vaccination stuff, added Obama, referring to COVID shots. No fucking shit. You fucking, I mean, they do something that is so blatant. Everybody, it's like 9/11. Nobody believes their bullshit anymore, but they'll still throw it in there. They keep throwing it in there. They'll admit that the vaccine isn't a vaccine right on the CDC site and then call it a vaccine in the next fucking batch of articles designed to remove your mind. Well, what was that thing that we were thinking about? Oh, that's right. Hunter Biden fucking raping little 6-year-old girls, having them, you know, fucking in hooker suits and fucking with cocaine, 6- and 7-year-olds. I mean, there's an article in here about that son of a bitch. But I mean, they're trying to concentrate everything on their fucking goddamn theft everybody's known about since it happened. Everybody knows it. We know it. We know you're not going to do anything about it. And you're not going to do anything about him pedophiling them little girls, are you? Are them little girls still alive? Do you use them in fucking snuff films? You sick in the head, son of a bitches. And all of us that are fucking cowards because we allow this to exist and we don't have to. We have what it takes to fucking shut this down easily. But we don't do it. We're sorry ass motherfuckers. So I'm concerned about it. And I think that the best we're going to be able to do is to constantly remind the people that it's out there. He continued. Yeah, we know what's out there, buddy. Every literate citizen. Literate citizen. If you call yourself a citizen, you're not literate. Who reads beyond the headlines is well aware of misinformation, which has been streaming steadily out of the U.S. government for decades. No shit. In May 2022, Senator Ron Paul, Republican Kentucky, grilled DHS Secretary Armando Mayorkas, you know that old Irishman, where he challenged his view of government involving itself in policing information. The thing is if you are going to go around saying that you're the arbiter of information and of disinformation, I think you have no clue, said Paul said. And you don't have the perspective of history, knowing that disinformation, the largest progenitor of disinformation is our history, has probably been the U.S. government. Probably. In first place, it ain't our government, motherfucker. It is a goddamn international corporate mafia. It is a fucking corporation. And it has been for a long time. I mean, you fucking know it too, Rand Paul. You son of a bitch. You fucking goddamn gatekeeper. Anyway, guys, I'm disgusted enough. If you are, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, just look at it for what it is and hang on. Hang on and get ready to fucking shoot your way out of it, because they're fucking Nobody's going to go out and fucking, just like the song, come get some, go give some. That should be our fucking, what we're at. We're way past where we should have been long time ago, out going and giving some. Go give some. That's the word from the trenches.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
You checked the mail?
I did, and nothing.
I put it in the mail last Tuesday morning.
I know. I believe you. I'm getting ready to go at it with them. I'm just waiting just a little bit longer, and then I'm going to put up I've got a plan, and I'm going to get them. I know they're holding my fucking mail. I have no doubt about it. I mean, what I've seen is an impossibility. We've been doing this for almost 12 years, and I know what they're fucking doing, and they know what they're fucking doing, and they're going to get. I'm going to go to the oversight committee, and I'm going to either the son of a bitch is going to sign his name to treason, or they're going to give me my fucking mail, and I'm going to demand they pull the fucking license for the goddamn postal service son of a bitches that are doing this, that are fucking. I mean, they X-ray every fucking thing, so they know what are donations. And my mail's been so small. I never go over there, and there's nothing there. I have three times, and one time was just one fucking piece of paper. All the bills come in now. Make no fucking mistake, right on fucking time. But yeah, no, it wasn't there. But I'll keep you guys informed. We'll get them. We'll get them. That's the word.
All right, Henry, have a good one.
You do the same, brother. That's the word from the trenches.